Early warm weather in April, followed by freezing temperatures in May, hit the apple industry hard in Wisconsin. Then, along with too much moisture, fungus and other diseases, and hail, have led the USDA to predict that Wisconsin apple growers will see a significant drop in their yield compared to 2009. Tom Ferguson is the president of the Wisconsin Apple Growers Association. He says he's not surprised.
This year's weather has moved everything early, so one of the consequences there, the apple blossoms, apple trees were in full bloom a couple weeks earlier, and that kind of exposes you to more extremes in temperatures.
Ferguson says the northern part of the state got hit the hardest. Hal Wenzel owns Pleasant View Orchard in Marinette County. He says only 5% of his apples survived after a chilly May.
The book says that at 25 degrees, you're going to experience a 90% kill. Well, we got down to 20 degrees, and we have roughly a 95% kill.
Wenzel says half of his customers come to his orchard to pick their own apples. He says he'll have to buy apples from other growers. Ferguson of the Wisconsin Apple Growers Association says others will have to do the same. While Wisconsin growers will see a significant loss, Michigan is expected to see a nearly 50% drop in their apple production compared to last year. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.